Thank you, sir. The roll call, I changed the time and I heard too many answering the roll call. That's a plus that you saw the importance of being on the line this morning. We're beginning a new year. Happy New Year to everybody. And there's some things that I want to line out for the new year that is so important. But first of all, I want to tip my hat to Pastor Blackwell. His wife went home to be with the Lord, Charlene, my daughter, in the Lord. And we have talked to him. I think many of the MBBs have ministered to him. And we were with him and Leroy Jr. helped take care of the whole case. So just keep him in prayer and thank God that she knows the Lord and she's with the Lord now. The theme that I set up for this year, the Lord had given me, I preached it already, living under the lifted standard of the Holy Spirit. You ought to have a copy of that, or you should have heard that, because the standard will have to be lifted up this year, because a lot of things are going on that the Bible talks about in the last days. And as your apostle, I want to share some things with you that I think will enable you to enjoy the benefits of being a child of God and being called of God in spite of what is going on around you. And so, work under that theme. I'll be preaching on it throughout the year, living under the lifted standard of the Holy Spirit. That means that the standard of this system, the standard of this world, and commercials and news and whatever going on should not really touch you or your people if you instruct them properly. And so the Lord instructed me one of the main problems that we're going to have to see to this year, that our people do not have soul congestion. Soul congestion. In other words, congestion means to struck by overcrowding. We know we've talked about the soul, we talk about the mind, we talk about consciousness, we've talked about emotion, we've talked about the imagination, the will, the desire, all those things. Now, what happened, sons and daughters, what happened is the elementary things that seem like elementary to many is the very thing where the blockage is being made. I, after many years of ministering, I found out in the 23rd Psalm, the third verse says, "He restores my soul, and he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." In other words, what I found out is that if I don't know the ramification, the application of my soul, I'm going to be in trouble. Now, as I minister to you, I'm asking you to minister to your people and minister to your engagement that you're engaged with, because this is where people need to know at this time there's going to be a lot of soul thing going on, and they're going to have to know how to have their soul unblocked. And so here, the power of living with a resurrected soul. I don't know how many years or more I did this, but this is what the Lord told me, the power of living with a resurrected soul. Now, the average person you talk to them about this, they will have no concept of what you're talking about. But the concept is letting the spirit rule the soul, or the soul yielding to the spirit. Now, pastors, y'all listen at some terms I'm going to use here. It's very important because we're going to unblock a lot of things. And we're going to stop a lot of things in this importation. I wrote this term is new to the body of Christ, the power of living with a resurrected soul. Now we got to go back to some things that we know for a long time, that the soul, inner man, and the heart. I know I'll go over it and over it again, but I go over it, are the same. And that the heart and the spirit, they're not the same. The spirit stands up on its own. So I wrote this term is new to the body of Christ, but coming from an apostolic insight, governed, given by the Holy Spirit. Now, listen very carefully. To open up a mystery that will solve many problems. Now, we pray in tongues, and we study the scriptures, and we go on and on and on. Satan used our soul as a device against us. And he wanted to think that's so elementary. Don't even talk about that, because we're in the deep things, you know. We got a deep thing we're preaching. No, we need to realize that our people, because of tradition, because of religion, even theology and some doctrine, for such a long time, the enemy has been stealing, killing, destroying by people not knowing how to function in their soul properly. Watch this. The Holy Spirit to open up a mystery that will solve many problems. And that's what we need to do, have something to solve it as it come up. Now watch it. And open many channels to favor that have been closed by the enemy by lack of knowledge. So now we're talking about mysteries. We're talking about solving problems. We're talking about channels of favor. Now even our lives, I'm ministering to myself right now. Even our lives, you go back to that he restores my soul, then he leads me in the path of righteousness. In other words, we have to train our people to understand the operation of the soul and that soul need to be resurrected every day in somewhat that it may be alive and open to the knowledge of the Holy Spirit. The lack of knowledge about how to permit the soul to function at its max need to be, by LTMA, we need to meditate these revelations and make sure that we understand the part that the soul plays. You can't get by 3 John 2, not just for prosperity, not just for health, but for all spiritual wealth. 3 John 2 is there below. I wish you all that you probably be in health, even as your soul prospers. It's so important for us to be able to this year impart the revelation of the soul to the body of Christ. I was asked a question. The question was asked me about a certain case I was on. Are you going to stress or rest on this case? Now, for the soul to maintain resurrection power, there has to be revelation coming from the spirit to the soul. The soul had to be open enough to receive it. I'm talking about your mind. I'm talking about your emotion to receive it. But it's so important. It's so, it's the enemy source of attack is not your body. Your source of attack is not your spirit. Its target of attack is the soul. And we have to give that revelation clear that our people will know what's happening to them. In other words, you cannot enjoy John 10:10. You can't enjoy Ephesians 3:20. Now, they have the ability to see because Ephesians 3:20 comes from a soul adjustment. If you look at it in Ephesians 3, you see he's placing love in the soul that the soul can be in the right position to receive what the Holy Spirit and your spirit of divine nature is putting out. So, 3 John must be meditated. We'll go back to Matthew 11. Now, Matthew 11, 25, I think, to 30, where he talks about revelation. He talks about finding rest for your soul. Now, notice two scriptures I'm going to call to mind that each one of you probably know those scriptures, should know. Hebrews 4 and 12, the last part. Know the intent and the part of the heart. That's the soul right there. I had the other one on Romans 12:3. Now, you might think I was going to Romans 12:2, but Romans 12:3, when it talks about the measure of faith, look how many times he deals with the thinking. He deals with the soul three times in that verse. Because your soul can hinder your faith. Your soul can hinder the move of the spirit. And for a long time, the body of Christ has not known this. And so this is what I want you all to start doing to yourself. And when you're dealing with something, you got to make a decision. Make sure you unloading and downloading the soul. Unloading and downloading the soul is very, very important. You cannot be led in righteousness with your soul out of control. Now, that might not sound too deep, but it is the most powerful thing that I've learned in my ministry. You cannot be led in righteousness with your soul out of control. The soul, he said, deny yourself, take the cross, deny yourself daily. And that's what you have to do with that soul. And you have to unload it and download it. Unload it from trauma, from sin, from strongholds, and the strong man dwells in your soul. That's where the strong man is. That's where the stronghold is. That's where she's pulling down, casting out imagination, pulling down stronghold. That's all in the soul. And so if we're going to live under the lifting standard of the Holy Spirit. You can have that standard lifted, but if that soul is not in harmony, you know, we go back to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. We go back to Romans 12:1-3. We got to keep going back there, no matter how deep you think you are. The manifestation, the demonstration, the evidence going to come along that line that you are in harmony with your spirit, soul, and body. There are three quickening factors you must know and know how to yield to them to get total divine results. I'll put out the scripture. You'll get it off the off the tape. Ephesians 2:1. I mentioned Hebrews 4:12. I want to mention Romans 8:11. Talking about the spirit quickening factor of the spirit. But the spirit will not bypass your soul to cause things to happen for you. And I think the way the Lord put that is so we can have a divine partnership, but also have a responsibility and a accountability, because our spirit is the divine nature of God. Satan can't work there. So how you get into our body? Through our soul. How you get into our finances? Through our soul. How you get into our marriage? Through our soul. How you getting into everything? Our feeling, you're getting into the soul. And so we have to deal with that. Now, I wrote how do I put my soul in a resurrected position and keep it there? Well, I got two scriptures for that. Romans 12:2 and John 6:63. Now, I can't overemphasize John 6:63 because I did a short series in my ministry on that, and a lot of time people have a vocabulary of scripture, but they don't have a voice. Those of you listening to the tape, all of you should be listening to it. You'll see the difference between a vocabulary and a voice, and your soul will not hear just a vocabulary. You got to have a voice, and that John 6:63 word that is spoken to you give you a voice. You cannot have inner strength without a strong soul. You cannot have inner strength without a strong soul. You know, you go down to Ephesians 3:16-21, you see that he's dealing with putting love in your soul, and that your soul be strong, that your mind be strong, that your conscience be strong. That is very important. And you know, I want to emphasize that I've received so many revelations and manifestation and demonstration because of what I'm talking to you about. Now, you see, 2021, there never was a wealth transference in good time. And so the reason I'm training and talking about your soul and making this impartation, there are going to be great wealth transference during this time. God looking for a remnant of people who are ready. And I've been trying to get you ready. We've been working on this, and you should be open and ready to go now. I've got a lot of people getting their house paid off, and get testimony, houses paid off, churches paid off. Just keep yourself, keep doing what you're doing. I got a member on the line now. You just send $5 every week, $5 every week. Now he's sending, him and his wife sending $1,000. So they just stayed with it, just stayed with it, stayed with it, stayed with it, stayed in faith. And so that's important along this line too. Economic and health are the two things that are stressing out the whole world right now. Myself and U.S. ministers have been preparing your people for this time by teaching on health and teaching on wealth. Those two things are going to stress so many people out in 21. So much bad news going to come out. If you read the book of Jude, you're going to see what's going on. And all you got to do is, you don't have to defend the faith, contend for the faith, stay in the spirit. All right. So you cannot have inner strength without a strong soul. I think Ephesians 3:16-21 is addressing a strong soul. We talk about the inner man. And I pray that prayer quite often in Ephesians 3 and the one in Ephesians 1. You cannot, now this is going to be, this is going to flip you, but I'm going to say it anyway. You cannot be in control of your life just with your spirit. You told me that some years ago, you know, I've been the biggest argument you ever heard in your life. But after getting the understanding and getting the understanding what heart, inner man, and the soul are synonymous, I understand now. God has given us the wisdom of how to take out the stronghold and the strong man. I talked about it a few minutes ago. God has given us the wisdom. See, the stronghold and the strong man, most persons can't deal with them because they don't know where they are. And so you'd be surprised if you ask some of your members, pastor. I know y'all taught them some, but you'd be surprised to answer, where is the strong man? Where is the stronghold at on a believer's life? And we have to make sure they understand that the stronghold, 2 Corinthians 10:3-6, you know, it said the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty of God, to put down a stronghold. But if you don't know where that weapon needs to be used, it's not going to be an asset to you. It's going to be an easy year. And that's why I'm talking on these simplicity things. It'll be an easy year. It's going to get harder for those who heart is not perfect toward God. But God's going to show himself strong on our behalf because our heart is perfect toward him, according to 2 Chronicles 16:9. That's a good verse to look at. But in the stronghold, work through the soul. And 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. The strong man works through the soul. That's Luke 11:21-22. So the strong, we make sure that the people that we minister to know where the stronghold is and where the strong man is operating in their soul. Once that clear up, then there will be no resistance. There will be no resistance of the spirit, no grieving of the spirit, and no quenching of the spirit. And that standard that we're talking about living under this year will be able to flow with it. I'm seeing what the Lord's saying is that you can talk about the standard of the spirit, but if a person don't know the harmony or the sanctification that has to be between the spirit, soul, and body, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and God said, give me a chance. If a person knows, he'll show them how to do it. It also says, you know, we're classified as a temple or a house of the Lord. In other words, the Lord lives in us. And then we have this marvelous scripture, a house divided cannot stand. In Mark 3:25-27. So what I'm saying is, the satanic forces demonic forces have kept Christians from walking in their faith and walking, being led by the Spirit, walking in their anointing as they should, because he's been putting up soul issues, distraction, deception. Now, three main things that I'm working on this year. Three main things: wisdom, discernment, and vision. Those three things. Look back at your vision. Your vision should have a creating anointing on it, because God gave you an assignment. And then wisdom, and most of all, discernment. You're going to have to, because there are a lot of crafty things going to be going on, a lot of offers will be made in this time of turbulence that's going on in the world, not in your state, in the world now. And there are more to come. Earthquake, fire, disease, all kinds of things breaking out. Now, that's biblical. Jesus told us about that, and Paul told us about it too. So, and then in the book of Jude, it's told about we're living in those days. Another aspect of this is you have to clean and protect the soul. Now, I clean my soul on a daily basis. In Matthew 12, 43 through 45, Luke 11, 21 through 26, clean and protect the soul. I'm not going to go and just read the scripture for you. You ought to be ahead and read the scripture for yourself. Your soul out of control. All right. Let me give you one or two more things. You got a stronghold. All right. Let me unload some scriptures on you, on unloading and downloading your soul. Matthew 11, 25 through 30. Isaiah 10, 27. Hebrews 4, 12. Psalm 139, 23 through 24. Romans 5, 5. We just talked about Ephesians 3, 16 through 20. Now, you know, Isaiah 10, 27 talk about is the anointing that destroyed the yoke and remove the burden. I want to reemphasize the latter part of Hebrews 4:12, discern the intent and thought of the heart. That's the soul there. In Psalm 139, it's a search of God, and they know what's in my soul, trying me, know what's in my heart. In Psalm 139:14, we talked about this. And 3 John 2, saying, my soul knows right well. And I wrote this: my soul knows right well how to yield to my spirit. We talked about in Psalm 143, you need to read that so we can teach and train our people. I put down, no more persecuting of my soul. And then we got out of the abundant flow of the soul, Proverbs 23:7, Matthew 12:34. I wrote, my soul, and you have to do that this year, my soul trusts God, Proverbs 3:5-6. So understanding, unloading, and downloading the soul is so important this year. I think that who we'll work from I'm looking at various notes on my desk. Living under the lifted standard of the Holy Spirit, that need to be listened at over and over again. And I talked about, if you remember, turning from time to timing. We're going to live in timing, not by a calendar. We're going to live calendar for regular business, but God's timing. We can't get uneasy, can't get anxious. Just wait on God's timing, because God delays things sometimes for a reason. He don't want you to go ahead of time. And then I talked about from history to mystery. We're going to have to operate in the mystery of God. And then this one might sound a little off if you don't watch it from scripture to voice. See, a lot of times your minister to are using scriptures, but they don't have no voice. You got to make sure they have voice. And then I said from zone. There are different zones set up in this system, but we got to operate from a realm. So important. So important. Letting the person of the Holy Spirit always reveal God's will to you. And you ought to have those scriptures that there's on that message that I give. I talk about living not in a zone, but living in a realm. Here's another one that smacked me in the face. And you better get smacked right now. We all have done this. Not trying to lead the Holy Spirit, but letting the person, the Holy Spirit, lead you. In other words, you know, a lot of times we take scripture and our prayer and try to lead the Holy Spirit. but that don't work. That's Romans 8:14-17. I also talk about listening carefully for the voice of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, John 16:13-15 is so powerful, what relationship that we should have with the Holy Spirit at all times. Look at that sometime. And then I'm about to close. Let's see. I'll give you one or two more. Lord, help me not to only understand the leading of the Spirit, but help me to understand the legacy of the Holy Spirit. And that is in Isaiah 59:19, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit will lift up a standard. Now, those two scriptures, Isaiah 59:19, 2 Chronicles, 16:8, I believe, 16:8, where you turn your heart perfect toward God. If it's not, you find it. You know what I'm talking about. Leaning on the accuracy of the Holy Spirit. That is so important. I talked about that. I talked about 14 things. No more drifting. The shifting and lifting of the portion of the Holy Spirit must be your yielding factor. That's Jude 20 and verse 25. You look at verse 25 in Jude, you're going to find something out. And the rest of it you can hear it on the tape is out there for you. But these two things, the spirit and the soul connecting properly, is what I really want to talk about. And then give those different things about the zone and about the rim. And by the voice and by the vocabulary, those things are so important for us to have and for the minister to our people, not to be in fear, not to worry, not to stress out. There's no time for that. Don't listen to all that bad news. Stay with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I got you covered in prayer. I'm praying for LTME. I pray for you all the time, every day. Don't miss a day. And I know you all are praying also. No. As a woman, let me close with this. The woman child was dead. Her husband was confused. And she said, hook the horses up. I'm going to go find the prophet. And as she got close, the prophet sent one of his sisters to ask her three questions. Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? Is it well with you? And all three things were out of whack. Her husband didn't quite understand. The child was dead. She was hurting. But she guarded her soul. And she said, in the midst of those three things, that it was a dead child, she said, it is well. So it's so important for us to know all 3 years. That Leroy been used it last year. We're abiding in peace and all is well. It is well. And thank you all handling yourself. You're handling yourself well. You cry babies. My ministry, a lot of my members online right now, they're handling themselves well, but I know why. because the word was given to them and they paid attention. That's so important. Now, you're going to run up on some time. You may run up on somebody who you can't help them because they won't listen. But when you minister the word, the majority of your people are going to be saved. And I think that's what happened with Word Life Christian. That's what happened. Y'all be blessed. We'll be talking for this year. We're going to have that conference. We're going to give you all. We're going to do it virtual because this virus is increasing in a lot of cities. People just not know what it is. But a lesson has to be learned. So just keep yourself safe and know you're covered by the 91st Psalm. It's so important to know that the angel covering you. But people, I tell you, we'll do that virtual ministers conference this morning. God bless you until we talk again. That's it.
As Apostle Thompson mentioned, just mentioned, the importation conference. That's our first tier meeting for the year. That particular conference will be January 26th through 29th. We have two sessions per day, one at 10:30 and one at 7. And then it'll be the 26th, which is at Tuesday, through the 29th of January, which is Friday. It'll be two sessions, one at 10:30 and one at 7. And it will be virtual. All right, so that conference will be virtual. I'll send out information on how you can register to attend that conference. It will be only available on LeroyThompson.tv. It won't be available on YouTube. It won't be available on Vimeo. The only place that it'll be available at is at LeroyThompson.tv. But I'll be sure to get information on how you can register before the week is over. Again, the importation conference, which is January 26th through the 29th, will be virtual, only available at LeroyThompson.tv. I will send out information on how you can register before the week is out. I bless you. I know that all is well. You're abiding in peace. Don't forget about your respective circle call. Y'all have a blessed afternoon.